Baba had given a nice little discourse on this, you see, of seeing sights and all that. It is beautiful because he himself would take us out to see his creation. Not only his creation, he has taken us to many places. Very scenic, very beautiful place. Not only the sights, but also he took us and showed to us lovers, his lovers, his real lovers. They are known as the musts. The book is written. Have you read that book? Yeah. And then he took us a step further and he showed us, he took us to places where all the saints are there, who see him as he really is. And then he took us to the places where the five perfect masters are, yeah, who precipitate his advent and all that. He liked sightseeing, because we should admire his creation, admire his creation and creatures, yeah, take delight in it and all that. He would want us to take delight in it, not just turn our faces away that Baba, you are the real and all that. Yeah, it's all illusion, no. But an illusion has its meaning in it. He would encourage us to go and see sights himself. He would take us, yeah. So there was a nice little discourse that he gave once. Of course, these people have, was for a long time, they have heard it. But for you all, do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So there was one day in Pune, it happened. You know, in the time, in summer months, Baba used to take us to Pune, because the climatic conditions over here are not good for us who are getting older. And at the same time, the circumstances and the area here is not helpful to allow his lovers to come here and stay. He doesn't want his lovers to be on his chest all the time. Naturally, there must be accommodation. So at that time, there was no pilgrim center. There were no hotels here. There were no inns here. So what's to be done? So then he has to go to the place where there is the practical site too. Yeah. So Pune was the most practical place. So he would go there. And to have it, he had a palace at his disposal from a Maharani. So that was a nice set. And he loved it. And all could be accommodated in Pune city and all that. So one fine day there was a great gathering at the place. People were thronging by thousands. They were. And it had a commodious compound and it could accommodate thousands of them, tens of thousands. People were there, but all crowded it was. Right from the approach road, which was far away, through the compound, the campus was full and all that. So that fine one morning, there was a lady, American lady, who was passing by the main road. And she turned she was walking. So she turned around and says, "What's happening here? Why are the people here?" So the people who were there at the gate said, "You can go inside and see for yourself." She said, "But I'm not invited." So they said, "But none of us is invited here. We are not invited. You can go inside." She said, "No, but what's going on?" So see it for yourself. And just the person helped her get inside. And once she got inside, she couldn't get out of it. So she had to march ahead. At last she reached the place, spot where this whole flow was going and then passing by him. And there she comes and stands before a person who is seated on a chair. And people are filing past by him. And that is the sight she sees. She does not know his name. She is an American young lady. And she does not know his name, does not know the purpose why these people are coming. She doesn't hear him speak anything because he's silent. And she doesn't see any magical tricks being played over there. There's no jugglery or anything, so just simple person, and they all throng and want to have, just they go approach and they, Baba pats the person, pats the hand of it, inquires lovingly. That's all, and that's just momentarily, and they pass by. So while she is standing, it so happened that Baba turned his head and looked at her and says, "Who are you?" So I am standing by her side, by Baba's side, and asking her. Baba says, "What's the matter? From where have you come? Who are you?" So she says, "I'm just a traveler. I've come on a world sightseeing tour." Baba says, "Really? I love to see sights. I'm very happy. You have been seeing sights?" She says, "Yes, I am." "You're on a world tour?" She says, "Yes, on a world tour." "So you have seen all the sights?" She says, "Not all. I just finished Europe. I've come from the States, finished Europe, and I've come now to the Middle East, to India. And I've been northern India, now I'm going towards south India." "Oh." In the meantime, Baba is again preoccupied with the people who are filing past, you see, and then again inquiring after them and all that sort of thing. After a while, again he turns to her and says, "How long have you been in India seeing sights?" "Oh," she says, about 30, 35 days of some days," she said, "number of days." "Yeah, fine." And then again he is busy. And again he turns to her and says, "By the way, now that you have been in India, northern India, which is the best site in India you come across?" And she stopped. Of course, Baba had asked her to sit down. So she is pondering. And then Baba is again busy. And as soon as she came across some site, she says, "Yeah, I remember. This is the Himalayan region. I love it best. It's very beautiful, very scenic. The atmosphere is so good." And she went on prattling. And Baba says, "You are quite right. I love it too. It has that. It has that beauty. It has that atmosphere. It's fine. That's a good choice." And then again Baba is busy and all that. And she stands, sits there and gazes at him, not knowing what is this. And after a while again Baba turns to her and says, "Well, from here, where will you be going?" She says, "I will be seeing the south of India and then via Singapore, Japan, and Far East, Australia, New Zealand, and then go back to the States." "Oh, it's fine, good." Again he's busy and all that. And then again he turns to her and says, "By the way, when you return to the States, you'll be seeing the sights there too?" "No, I have seen the States. That will be the end of my sightseeing, world tour." And Baba smiles at her and says, "You think so? It's not that. The sightseeing will begin after this. It never ends there after seeing the world. Within you, there are many spheres. And in each sphere, there are many worlds. And each sight is far better than the one that you have already seen. And there will be many, many, many sights to see. More beautiful, more scenic, more enchanting. That's not the end. You'll be seeing many sights. And many more sights will appear. And you'll be enthralled. And after having completed all the spheres and the worlds that are within you, seeing all this, then you'll come to a sight, which is the best of all, where you will see me as I really am. Within you." And she doesn't know what is this man saying. Seeing me means I'm seeing him. And then Baba again just was busy with other things, and all of a sudden then Baba turns to her again after a while of 5 minutes, and then Baba says, "If you happen to be coming here again, and if I am here still, and if I were to put you to the question, which is the best sight you have seen by now? And you will immediately say, Baba, where you are within me. You won't take as many minutes as you took to ponder which is the best sight there." That's the thing. Yeah. But that lady, I don't know, I haven't seen her, but because of her, we got this good little message, you see. Yeah. And sightseeing is so pleasant and happy when we bring him into the picture all the time. His creation, his beings, his creatures. Yeah. Because Baba himself has said, the whole creation, purpose of this creation is a constant reminder to remember me. Yeah, get lost and again be reminded of him through that. To fail and falter is human. He doesn't accept, he doesn't what you call expect any exceptions out of us. He knows that. Yeah. That's why he had said that. That, well, why do you feel miserable when you fail, when you fall? There's no need for you to feel ashamed of it or anything. Do one thing when you fail and falter and fall. See that you don't again trip over. But your failures, your falls, give scope to my infinite compassion to lend you my hand. Otherwise, how will it be? How will the compassion flow? Yeah.